Good afternoon. Thank you once again for joining me. What seems like a weekly event now, as we all have come to terms with this new normal, new beginning. I appreciate you spending your time with me and allowing me to share my input and my perspective on the happenings as far as what's going on with our financial slash tax situation. Many of you see me and come to see me once a year, and I do hope that whatever time that we spend together, that I'm able to add value to you and your family in regards to trying to get not just our financial situation in order, but also be in a better position from a standpoint of our taxes and our investments and our money management and such. What's uniquely somebody like myself, my position is that I see thousands and thousands of clients and family and friends a year. Not just a face and a name, but a story, a situation, a life experience. And frankly, it's been unnerving, it's been sad, it's been tragic, it's been touching. The amount of people that I see struggling, the amount of people that I know are doing their best to overcome the hardship. And part of the hardship is just the uncertainties, right? The uncertainties of not knowing what tomorrow will be. How long are we going to be staying home? How long are we going to close our shop? How long are we going to be waiting for our unemployment and our stimulus checks or whatever flotation device that's thrown at us so that we can stay afloat? So a lot of questions, a lot of concern, a lot of uncertainties. I don't claim to have all the answers. What I do have are insight to what's going on, to what people are feeling, what people are doing, what program, what system, what avenue and what channels are available for us to seek the right answers, seek appropriate resources, appropriate recourse that we can take to get ourselves back on our feet, to take advantage of all the available resources, and to really come together and utilize our individual skills and abilities to help one another, to pull together, you know, what we can do individually to benefit the group. And I'm hoping I'm able to do that each time I talk to you. Today, I wanted to spend a moment to share with you that nothing about financials, nothing about your taxes, nothing really about, you know, the topic that we normally discuss, but more so the fact that I know many of you who come to see me years after years, we've grown to be a family. You know, I see you as my aunties, my uncle, my grandparents, my brother, my sister. And so you know that whenever one of us suffer, the rest, all of us, myself, my team, my family included, I feel the pain, know the trouble that you are all going through. And so once again, I want to share with you that in any situation, in any case that you need somebody to come to pick up for you groceries, drop off groceries for you, provide necessity items, whether it's diapers and wipes and toilet papers and foods and water, and or somebody just to come in and see how you're doing, give me a call, contact me, text me, email me. I don't ever see you as a client alone, or just as a client. I see you as a family member, as a friend. And so, not that I have everything available for you, but I would do my very best to provide for you. Again, whether it's food, whether it's supplies, whether it's household necessities, we are here for you. Please call me, reach out to my team. We will be, and you know that I'm still open every day, 6 days a week, even on weekends. Today is a Sunday and I am working. So regardless of whatever day it is, wherever time, just let me know, you know, and I will be more than happy to come out and have my folks drop off things for you. Okay. Number two, as we all struggle to stay at home and raise our kids and take care of our bills, our responsibilities have not minimized, right? We still got responsibility. We got mortgages to pay. We got utility bills to pay. We got foods to cook, to provide for our family. And so I know that maybe tax and all that stuff is secondary to you. So in case you have questions about unemployment, about business loans, SBA programs, stimulus checks, gig economy jobs, jobs that you can do on the side to provide food on the table for your family and your loved ones right now, you let me know. Okay, if you're able to provide job for others, let me know. I can find people who will be in need for those jobs. If you are in need of those jobs, you let me know, and I will find ways to provide whether it's clients for you, whether it's demand. There's definitely a demand out there. You just let me be that liaison, that middleman, that person that connects you to what you need. Okay, so we all can go through this together and overcome this and look back and know that we've done all we can to, one, feel, you know, I say fulfill and a complete person, but also know that we contributed to the overall well-being of our neighbors and family and friends. Number two, I know that this is not a time for us, some time to be introspective and philosophical about things, but we need to, right? We do have more time, not just to catch up on our usual movies and shows on Netflix or doing Zoom videos of our friends and meetings and things like that, but also, you know, what the heck just happened in the last 3 months, right? This pandemic, and I think you can argue that some people have anticipated, predicted it, but yet we will never prepare as a country, as a community, as a family. And so my question for you is, what have we learned from all of this, right? What are we learning now about ourselves, about our life, how interconnected each one of us are, that whatever you do affects me. Whatever I do affects you, not just from the standpoint of me wearing a mask to protect you from catching what I got, you wearing a mask to protect me from catching what you got, but also the fact that if my neighbors are suffering, my friends are suffering, I cannot stand above the condition of what you guys are going through and thinking like, well, I'm okay because I got a job. No, we are more interconnected than ever. And I hope that you know that, you know, this world shall end. But what have we learned from it? What is our emergency plans? I think, you know, you guys know me for so long, and I always talk about plans, financial plans, tax plans, you know, step by step, you know, our budget plans, things that will get us to, you know, where we want to be financially, you know, where we want to be as far as our financial well-being. But now this is about emergency plans, about our plans as far as our career, plans to how we view about an education of our kids, because no longer can they go to school and interact like they used to. No longer are we able to go back to our shop and open and think everything's the same. What is our business plan when all this is over? How are we going to change? How do we deal with this new normal of having to wear a mask, having to protect our clients when we see them face to face? How far apart we have to be with our peers and our coworkers? So these are some of the strategy that we need to start thinking about. And I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm not saying that you should have the answers today and right now. I'm saying that together, as we incorporate and pull our knowledge and resources together, let's come together as a team, as individual of this big society, that we come together with a plan to help, first thing first, our family, right, our close one. In case something happened like this, do we have enough savings where we don't have a job, right? But we have bills to pay. We have to meet our commitment. Do we have that emergency fund that I always talk to you about, right? Do we have that emergency plan in case this job doesn't work out, if we have a second job, right? Maybe both husband and wife do need to work. Maybe our kids, you know, in terms of our education, maybe going back to school is not an option anymore. Should we pursue career planning options for ourselves and for our children? So having said all that, I don't want to drag on too long here. I want to just to quickly assure you that today in our discussion, let you know that whatever you need from us beyond the financials, beyond taxes, that you call me, you reach out to me, and myself, my team will do everything we can to be there for you. But also take a moment to reflect on what we've learned on this ordeal about ourselves, our family, the plans, the strategy we need to implement and incorporate, whether it's safety net or protection of ourselves in case something like this happened again, our career plan, our job, and our business plan in case that our business will be shut down for longer than it needs to be. I look forward to talking to you for the next episode. Again, have a great Sunday. Look forward to see you soon and talk to you. Have a great day.